The boys will be in Baltimore this Sunday at 12 noon to rattle the Ravens. The Tickets Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff begins Sunday at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:14 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line.
So Engelbert called?
With change upon my feet.
Get in the mood.
You got to get in the mood. Ghost
is me. You know, if we had to redo our top three songs.
I will never be set free.
Right here,
in there?
Right here, baby.
Would it now?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to stick with my three.
It's genius.
If I could. Gary Cavanero.
Yeah.
The actor that played Engelbert in the Bad News Bears called us.
After Bad News Bears talk.
And he likes this show. He likes you, especially, Grego.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
The Hard Line.
Maybe we can get him up next week?
Yeah, he said he'd do whatever we wanted. Said he'd come up and hang out with us, talk about the movie, talk about the remake, because he found out that his middle son is auditioning for the role of Engelbert in the new movie.
Wouldn't that be cool if he got it?
Yeah.
Be great.
He said he's been called back like three times.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, good. Maybe we can get him up here.
That'd be fun.
He's a great guy, man. He's a terrific guy.
All hinging on you watching the movie.
Yes.
Mike. All right.
I'll pick it up for you.
Okay. Right. Well, it is time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
You know, Michael Black was supporting Jack Daniels last night.
Yes, he was. Good for Michael.
Tonight at the American Airlines Center, Metallica. What a huge night for everybody who enjoys their fine work.
Our own Kevin Scott will be there tonight.
The sports Cretan will too, won't he?
Yeah. You know where Kevin Scott got those tickets?
Texas Tickets?
Texas Tickets. They are funding him going to Metallica tonight.
The Little Mavericks take on the New York Knickerbockers at the American Airlines Center Friday night. Texas Tickets has great seats for that. It's always a big deal when the Knicks come through here, no matter what kind of shape they're in. And Saturday, Barry Manilow at the American Airlines Center. A huge show. He's making up the date that he had to postpone earlier in the month. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality. Must give props to him. He got me. Here's Cobra.
We go now to Snake in Hollywood.
That's great.
Snake, what's up?
God, look at him. Look how red he's turning.
That's very funny. Whoever sent that, thank you. Eminem and his new record, Encore, was only on the charts for 3 days, officially. And the new Billboard 200 chart is out. So his record was on sale for 3 days. It debuts at number one. It sold 711,000 copies in 3 days.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
I mean, his last one did that, too.
Yeah.
Snake.
So he is well on his way to another 10 million in album sales.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a force. You know, when we look back 50 years from now on this era of music, I mean, he's going to be one of, if not the linchpin for music sales and pop culture references and everything else as far as this decade goes. It's going to be Eminem.
You know, too bad he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want the celebrity, does he?
Yeah.
There's a way to stop it. Cat Stevens didn't want it.
No, yeah. He ain't doing that.
Give it up.
He ain't doing that. All right.
Quit trying to insult us by saying you do.
Now to what happened last night on the NBC local news, Channel 5. They're talking about the Vibe Awards. Jane McGarry and Mike Schneider. Of course, there was a big stabbing at the Vibe Awards. Dr. Dre got beat up.
That was supposed to show last night. I don't think they showed it.
No. It was taped on Monday, and I think they're supposed to show it in a couple weeks from now.
I think they're supposed to show it
last night.
Wow.
But anyway, so they're reporting on the story on Channel 5, and of course, what happened was is Quincy Jones and Snoop Dogg were supposed to get up there and present the award to Dr. Dre for outstanding lifetime achievement or something, you know, like that, some lifetime award.
There should be a rule that you cannot get a lifetime achievement until you're 70 years old.
Or dead. So here is Jane McGarry reporting on the story.
The Vibe Awards came to an abrupt end last night. The legendary Quincy Jones and rapper Snoopy Dogg were presenting a Vibe Legend Award to hip-hop producer Dr. Dre when several people in the audience...
Are you kidding?
Snoopy Dogg...
So she's never heard of Snoop Doggy Dogg? Is that what it sounds like?
Is she that dumb?
I think her and Mike Schneider together, collectively... are the two most uncool, unhippest people in America.
You may be right. I officially loathe her. You four-eyed bitch.
Good Lord.
She doesn't wear glasses.
I could not believe it when I heard that.
This Snoopy dog.
Snoopy? I mean, this guy...
Well, don't they have Nui around to keep her from making mistakes like that?
He's busy with his Carly box.
I'm serious. I cannot. And it's different if you just make a mistake.
You got a Carly box?
You know, if you just make a simple mistake and you stumble over a word, but she legitimately, because you would stop yourself if you knew, you know, if you said Snoopy dog. I mean Snoop Dogg. She thinks his name is Snoopy Dogg.
You think?
Snoopy dog.
You don't think she knew she made a mistake?
No, she would have stopped. You don't make that glaring of a mistake and just keep on going. You kind of chuckle.
Although they tell you to do that in news, especially TV news, just keep on going.
Not when you say Snoopy dog.
She might not have known that she said that.
Snoopy dog.
How do you not?
And let's remember, I don't know. I mean, don't you sometimes say things that you don't really mean, but you don't know you say them?
And just remember, what if it's a typo?
How are you going to call?
How do you think that happened? You.
What if it's a typo? What if they typed it Snoopy Dogg on the teleprompter?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you.
Okay, fine.
Those anchors, I'm telling you, they cannot.
They're talking heads.
They cannot recite their name without reading it.
I agree. I totally agree. So let's just say that Snoopy Dogg is typed up there. Don't care. When you're talking about the story, and you're talking about Dr. Dre and Quincy Jones, and then you see that someone put Snoopy Dogg, you don't just go, and Snoopy Dogg.
Oh, now that's abrasive.
God! You know, I dumped that.
You did?
Yes. That was just too abrasive and shocking.
Hello, I'm Danny.
You know what, though? I'm giving Jane McGarry the benefit of the doubt.
No,
I'm not. Yes, I am. Because I guarantee
she couldn't make a mistake like that.
She does not know. Ronz, I'm telling you, she is the... If I ever get a Nielsen box and I'm ever a Nielsen family, Channel 5 is going to go through the roof. Because I don't miss Channel 5 news for one thing every night.
What?
The ending of sports... And then, because Jane says something goofy every single night that makes me laugh. I guarantee out of the 5 days of the week, we could pull three things. Where she's either Carly boxing it out.
How do people watch that? How do you tolerate that?
It's funny to me.
She used to be a lot better when she didn't have to do that.
She's awful. All right, let's move on.
That Mike Schneider. Oh, him trying to be street with Nui. That is a Saturday Night Live skit.
Well, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. She would not make a mistake like
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, Ron, she didn't know.
Mike?
She did not know. She thought it was Snoopy Dogg.
David Lee Roth got a new job.
Drunk?
He has been riding for several weeks with a New York ambulance crew and training to become a paramedic.
In other words, he needs a little publicity.
He says, I've been on over 200 individual rides now. Not once has anyone recognized me, which is perfect for me. He says he doesn't want any publicity so that it would not diminish what I'm trying to do here.
Okay, then why are they doing this? Why is he talking?
Someone found out.
Okay, did he give them quotes?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, then be like Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman went and joined the Army, and everybody tried to talk to him, and guess what? He didn't give not one interview, not one quote.
He said he didn't want the neighborhoods he was working in named so that he would not draw attention to himself or coworkers. His consultant and EMS tutor says you would never know you were dealing with a rock and roll guy. His commitment really is touching. He wants to help people.
Actually, I heard about this. And I think what might have happened was they loaded somebody in the back of the MICU and they were listening to the radio. Da, they were all beautiful girls. And he started singing.
We picture like... I picture the ambulance pulling up, you know, and an
with a badass stereo system.
And him jumping out in his rig that he was doing California Girls with.
Yeah, chicken.
With. Yeah.
Wow. And some guy's down there like, oh, help me. Somebody help me. And he's just, wow.
He's kind of hovering over him, giving him this.
Yeah.
With his buttless spandex pants.
Wow.
And a stethoscope.
Yeah. Just dancing around these legless humans bleeding all over the streets.
Hot for teacher.
Trying to cure them with rock and roll.
Keep it coming.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow, 4:30?
Yeah.
David Lee Roth making an ambulance run?
I like the picturing him, though, like that. Like, in his current condition, because he's kind of gained weight, and his hair is awful. He's losing it.
You know what he needs to do? Just what Andre Agassi did.
Shave it.
Off.
Right.
And go.
But it's,
he's like a blonde Michael Bolton now.
Oh, we got to go to break. Because Joe Montana is here.
Is it Joe Montana or?
It is Joe Montana.
All right. The great Joe Montana, I think, is next here on The Ticket.